The barrage of bad weather that's produced all this is highly unusual.
This is a seriously high tide. It's ferocious.
Renewed warnings tonight about the risks of flooding.
Now, this is a bungalow which has literally fallen off this cliff.
Defences along the shoreline are being tested, like those inland.
76 people were rescued.
The country's wettest December since 1993.
Four other houses were lost last night.
Three tidal surges.
How much longer can this go on?
The UK has been experiencing some of the worst weather in over 30 years. The country has faced severe storms, torrential rain and gale force winds, while the coast has had to deal with unusually high tides and storm surges, causing destruction and devastation. The impact of this extreme weather has caused widespread flooding, and many have had no choice but to leave their homes. Theresa Ells from Kent is one of those forced to do just that.
The storms hit us badly on Christmas Eve during the day. I came home from work and the water was filling up in the roads and it was getting quite deep. This was about 1 o'clock. But as the day went on, it got deeper and deeper and deeper, and it got to waist high in the middle of the road and then over the step into the house, and just got deeper and deeper. And we started moving stuff upstairs. We couldn't move big furniture, but we moved anything that was movable. About 8 o'clock at night, the carpet was rising, and as you tread on it, you sank down over the ankles. We moved ourselves upstairs, and then someone knocked at the door in a yellow coat and told us that they were taking vulnerable people out of the area, and is there anybody that needed help? And we said, no, we're fine, we're going to move upstairs. And she said, well, I have to warn you, it's going to get worse, so you may want to think about moving out. I hadn't got a clue what worse was. It was just sheer panic, and I wanted to cry, but I couldn't cry because there was just too much to do and too much to think about. My family phoned me and offered places to stay, so we packed bags full of clothes to last us the night, toothbrush and dog food. No, not even dog food, dog lead. Dog lead and dog. That was it. I don't think we could carry anything more. We just had to take what we needed for the night. Took our bags, picked the dog up and waded through the water. I had no wellies, so I was in shoes. I was worried that the car was underwater, but we just made it before that started going underwater as well. And then we escaped.
Theresa is just one of hundreds who had to abandon their homes. With the bad weather predicted to continue, it is likely many more will be forced to leave due to the catastrophic power of nature.
Particularly western shores, and we do have further showers to come.